Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to TPU Radio. I am your host, Jason Easley. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I don't think we have any, well, we probably have a few dads listening, so happy Father's Day, dads. So, it's another Sunday. It's time for another program. On this week's show, we're going to talk about Barack Obama. We're dedicating the entire half hour to Barack Obama. We're going to talk about his campaign, what's working, what isn't working, should he be worried. I've got lots of poll numbers for you. George and will be along in a minute. We have so much to cover, and most of all, we want to hear from you. If you're an Obama supporter, give us a call. The number is 718-664-6734, or you can hit us up on Instant Messenger on via AIM at CAPJ71. Right now, let me bring in George. Here we are. Hey, George.
Hello, Jason.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well, and yourself?
Oh, I'm wonderful today. It's just been a nice Father's Day. Even though I'm not a father, I do have one.
Oh yeah.
So I guess it still counts.
As do I, I made the call.
Yeah. So George, this is your moment. Tell your dad happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you.
Okay, that takes care of that. Now, see, I'm waiting for Will to pop up here. Will still hasn't popped up. So what we're going to do, George, is we're going to start talking about Barack Obama.
Okay.
You know, we've mentioned Barack on the show a bunch of times.
Yes.
But we've never really talked about him.
Well, it's mainly
we
because,
kind of
I mean,
bring him up, and then we just kind of move to somebody else.
Well, it just seems like that. The reason why is because that's basically the story of his candidacy right now. You know, like this is some, you know, like it's somebody that we mention. But at the same time, he's given us no reason for us to stay on him very much longer.
Yeah. I was sitting here thinking while I was waiting to go on the air, and I thought, where does Barack Obama stand on trade policy, for instance? Where
right.
does he stand on economic policy? Where does he stand on labor unions?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he stand on China?
Right.
Because of all the currency devaluation, and you can go down the list.
Yeah.
With the exception of the Iraq War and healthcare, we really don't know.
Right.
And I think in that respect, he's a lot like Hillary.
Yeah, you know, like it's basically he's somebody who, I mean, I really don't want to make it seem like I'm coming down on the guy, because I'm not, I like him and everything, but at the same time, it just feels like I don't want to use the G word, I don't want to use the word gimmick. But that's kind of the way it feels. And it's
okay,
feels
George.
Like
Will's with us now, so let's bring in Will real quick so he can join us. Hello, Will.
Hello. Sorry
Hello,
about
Will.
Hello. Sorry about that. The calling card wasn't working, so I found mine.
Oh, wasn't it? Okay.
I figured
you'd get through some way or another.
Yeah.
I assumed you'd be right along. Otherwise, we were just going to let George talk for the whole half hour about whatever he felt like.
Okay.
And you really don't want that. You want more listeners.
Otherwise, AKA, it would be a normal Sunday evening.
Oh.
So, Will,
Barack
Obama.
You cut me deep here.
George, it's Will's turn to talk. Barack Obama. Well, you know, we mention him on the show almost weekly, but we never really talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel about him?
Well, I'm getting to the point where I was listening into what George was saying about a gimmick, and it's almost seeming like it's. And we'll have to see, but it's almost seeming like it's becoming a fad where it's, you know, here one night, gone the next.
Well, do you guys, and this is a question for each of you, and we'll start with George, do you think Hillary Clinton's also a gimmick then?
You know, I think so. She's a gimmick, but she's also at the time like using her experience and everything to get to keep her way, you know, like get her way through the door. which is obviously, you know, like very understandable, and I can definitely respect that. But at the same time, just like you said before, you know, like there are so many different issues that we don't know her stands or stand with, and it just seems like she's kind of riding that wave of female candidates.
You know, George, I really don't want to ask Will about Hillary Clinton because we know what happened when we bring up Hillary to Will. But here it goes. Will, is Hillary a gimmick?
Well, she's putting on a good show, that's for sure. I mean, she's not telling a lot of about herself. And, you know, it's just the way she's – but the way that she's conveying herself, you know, you can tell that she's part of the establishment. And what I mean by the establishment is what Ralph Nader was talking about, the establishment of the Democratic and Republican parties.
Yeah, and Hillary might be the most establishment candidate on this side of the bushes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she is so deeply intertwined in the Democratic Party organization
mm-hmm.
that she really isn't a grassroots candidate. Which
right.
the difference being a grassroots candidate, Obama is trying to raise himself up as a grassroots candidate because essentially all the networks within the Democratic Party are controlled by the Clintons. So he's trying to do it the grassroots way, but he's also trying to make himself seem like a serious, legitimate contender
and
to Hillary at the same time. And that's a tall order.
He's a lot more sincere than Hillary's coming across, that's for sure.
Yeah, Hillary is basically...
Say it, Will. Three words. Say it, Will.
N-I-E.
That's three letters, Will. You're close. Those 2 degrees of yours are just working miracles. but, okay, guys, I got some poll numbers handy, and I want to run through them with you, and then we'll talk more about Obama's issues. This is the American Research Group poll from June 13th. Hillary leads at 39%. Obama picks up 19%, Edwards is at 13%, and 15% are undecided. Now, I'm going to go through the rest of the candidates later in the show, so George can feel good about Joe Biden. but then there's the Quinnipiac University poll. That's also from June 13th. Hillary has 35% of the support. Okay, let me make sure I got my column right. 35% of the support. Obama has 21% of the support. Al Gore has 18% of the support, and
Ooh.
John Edwards has 9% of the support.
Oof.
The Rasmussen Report poll, which is done weekly, this past week, Hillary's at 37, Obama's at 25, Edwards is at 11. I have one more national poll here. The NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Hillary, this is taken June 7th to 10th. Hillary is polling 39%, Obama's polling 25%, and Edwards is polling 15%. Now, do you guys see a trend here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know I just hit you with 5 fast poll numbers in pretty rapid order, but do you see the trend?
Oh, yeah.
And it's the thing. If one poll showed us that Barack Obama is losing by double digits, if there were conflicting poll results out there, that's one thing. But all these polls consistently say that Obama is seriously trailing by double digits or worse.
And it's saying that those numbers are staying in that same sort of category from, 21 to 25%.
Yeah, and Hillary's always from 34 to 37.
Right.
And
that's her range.
And if I remember correctly, the third place person is not far behind him.
No, that's the other thing, is John Edwards in some of these polls is nipping at the heels of Barack Obama.
And so is Al Gore.
Yeah, the Al Gore thing, it's surprising, but it isn't. You know, Al Gore has such a large amount of support.
This is what I see, the way that, you know, like, that all of these are. The way that, you know, like, you have, you can take those three, you know, like the two actual candidates and Al Gore. All three of them, it seems like they were responding to the quote-unquote will of the people to run, while you have everybody else and everything that are running basically just kind of like on as you know, by like their own desire. You know, that's the way
they're
it seemed. Like nobody was.
They're field killers.
Like you know, like I mean, like even though you know, like obviously you know, like all listeners know I'm a Biden guy, but at the same time, there was never this incredible or you know, like urging from the people. You know, like urging Joe Biden to run.
Yeah. Joe Biden wasn't pushing running. And Hillary Clinton basically has been trying to convince the American people
right.
to validate her candidacy that she belongs. Now, the thing is, some people can look at these national polls and go, oh, so what, they're national polls. The problem here is really simple. We have a front-loaded primary system in 2008. First primary is just after the new year. If Florida sticks, they'll be on January 22nd. South Carolina's on January 29th. And then the big day is February 5th. Hmm. That's when about, I think, roughly 24 states are going to vote that day.
Wow.
It's before Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's not Super Tuesday. That's pushed ahead of Super Tuesday. So when you look at these polls nationally, take on a significance when you realize half of the country is going to be voting on the same day.
Right.
It becomes we have a de facto national primary.
Right.
And that means that, you know, these usual numbers, which everyone, including me, used to dismiss as, oh, horse race numbers. They're just likability numbers. Well, not anymore, because these primary campaigns are becoming nationalized. And that means for somebody like Obama, who doesn't have Hillary Clinton's name, husband, resources, he can't afford to be in neutral,
right,
which is where it seems like his campaign is. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys, were you excited about Obama at any given time? We'll start with George.
The only time when I was really kind of excited about Obama is when he was speaking at the 2004 Democratic Convention. That was the only.
Did he grab you as a candidate?
That's the thing. It's just like no, he hasn't. And it just feels like he was just kind of riding the wave. You know, that was, Jason, you and I, we both write for a wrestling site. So let's just say that this is equivalent to Hulk Hogan coming back at WrestleMania 18, having that big match with The Rock, and then winning the title the very next month. It was just like, there was no build-up. There was nothing. It was like, boom, he's arrived. Boom, he's running. It was like...
Okay. I'm gonna ask Will the same question, and then I'm going to have some comments about what you just said, George. Will?
Basically,
you remember the question?
Yes.
George kind of went on there for a while.
I think that the excitement caught on to me at one point, but then it just kind of left me, and then it had never really come back. And because it's, you know, again, it's way early in the time period for the before the primaries and everything. And I don't know. Yeah, at one point
He did grab you. You got caught up in Obama mania.
Yeah, but then it was like a thought, and then it just went poof out of my mind.
Like a lot of thoughts.
Damn, Jason, the scissor hands are out today, aren't they?
Yeah, well, no, we had a very long evening last night.
Yeah, we had a very long night.
We're just trying to get through 30 minutes today. But George, I think you hit on a very valid point. Sorry, I don't mean to say stumbled. You hit on a very valid point. I think Obama, the question with Obama that you sort of brought up is he ready?
And
that's sort of what you were alluding to with him building up fast and coming on.
Right.
Is he ready for that? Is he ready for the big, big pop?
Yeah. This should be playing like a Capra movie, but it's not. He's not attracting that sort of every man sort of feeling.
Yeah, this should be Mr. Smith, but it's more like Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I hate to bring... Jesse was a very valid candidate in the 80s when he ran.
Right.
But the problem is, I know Obama has widespread appeal, but people are going to see past that if you don't back it up with something.
Right.
You can't just stand there and run the same kind of campaign that Hillary Clinton does.
Hey, Jason.
You're not Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
We just got an instant message.
Oh.
Change thing tang. Oh, well, whatever. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. But it reads, here's my perspective on Obama's poll numbers. Polls, of course, are dictated by who the sample is. Almost all the polls go by, quote, likely voters, end quote, which, of course, are people who usually vote in every election. Obama's appeal is towards the people who usually don't vote or people who are usually independent. Obama, of course, needs to get these people to come out and vote in the primaries and get people who are independents in states that require you to be a part of the Democratic Party to vote in the primaries to re-register as Democrats. Usually in the presidential primaries, less than 40% of the eligible voters vote. If Obama gets over 50% of those who are registered to come out and vote in the primaries, he will surprise a lot of pundits in traditional polling mechanisms. Peace.
I know him from the Zynga blog. He's actually a really great Obama supporter and the kind of person I was hoping would get a hold of us to offer a supporter's perspective. Because I'm neutral on Obama. But what he brings up, if you didn't notice, there's a whole lot of ifs in there. And it's going to be a tough thing to pull off.
It seems like that was what sunk Kerry in 2004.
That's the best case scenario.
What
the message Will Red pointed out was the best case scenario for Obama. I didn't give you guys the state poll numbers yet. We're going to dive into those in a few minutes. I didn't grab every state because honestly, we would take up the whole 30 minutes just going through poll numbers. I grabbed the early ones and a few more interesting ones. As we know, George, Obama's going to get killed in New York.
Yeah.
But I'm not literally, but by electorally.
Right, electorally, yes.
Yeah.
If this was the early 90s, if this was the early 90s, maybe. But, no.
Oh, I see. Now we're advocating violence, are we, George?
That's one thing I'll credit Giuliani for.
Latimer's looking better and better.
Yeah.
Now, you see, he's going to love that if he listens to this. I just got myself with that one. He's doomed in New York. Every other Democrat's doomed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to – I mean, Hillary's lead in New York is about 30 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about Obama right now is – and I'm going to go ahead and kind of segue into this. We'll just skip past Iowa. We're going to go into, Pennsylvania, where Obama should be strong. He should be a pretty credible candidate here in Pennsylvania. He's 21 points behind Hillary Clinton right now in Pennsylvania. I mean, let's face it. Will and I live here. We know the stranglehold the Clintons have on this state.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This state loves the Clintons. Pennsylvania loves Bill Clinton, and they're going to. Now, in Iowa, Clinton's pulling 31%. I don't necessarily buy this, by the way. Because Edwards has pretty much got Iowa locked up from what it looks like. Edwards is pulling 25. Obama's pulling 11% in Iowa, which is sort of surprising because, but it's not. Iowa's a different sort of creature. When we get to New Hampshire, I'll give you New Hampshire, then we can comment here. New Hampshire, Hillary's pulling 34%. Edwards is pulling 18. Obama's pulling 15. We go to South Carolina, a place where Obama should be strong. Remember, South Carolina was put on the schedule to get a more diverse representation in the Democratic process early.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton is pulling 34%. These are, like I said, from last month. Edwards is pulling 30 because it's right next door to his home state. Obama's pulling 18. We'll just talk about those three right now. And you can see people like Barack Obama. I like Barack Obama. People like Barack Obama, but for some reason, his popularity numbers aren't translating in these individual polls in the states.
You say we got
it's not connecting.
Will?
A little break up there.
Hello?
Will.
Yes.
There you are. You said we got missed a message?
Actually, it was a false one, so.
Okay.
We got a compliment from Extreme Politics that it's a great show, so.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's
not a fault.
I'll take that.
We'll take that anytime.
All right.
In fact, send lots more.
Send more fan mail.
Thank you, man. We'll come in. We'll come on. We'll do whatever you need, Extreme Politics. Yeah. you need George to mow your lawn, he's there. Now, we look at these three states. I'm not sure you guys were talking about this in the message. We look at these first three states, and Iowa, like I said, the different sort of bird. Iowa is a caucus. It's gonna kind of do its own thing,
mm-hmm.
and that's all about field organization and how many times you visit, and that's sort of a little race onto itself. New Hampshire is pretty much more of a Clinton kind of state, but you would expect Obama to be pulling more than 15%. South Carolina is the big shocker because I would really expect Obama to run stronger there, and his support in the last 2 months in South Carolina. or last 3 months, he's went from 25%, 24% to 18%.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that's where the debates were being held. Is that correct?
The last debate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That could very well play into it. Just the fact that.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about his debate performances? I mean, I thought they were okay. You're out there. George wasn't so kind. I thought they were okay. Mm-hmm. I thought the first one was better than the second one. But George, go on and talk about his debate performance.
All I'm saying is that, you know, like the only thing I would say is just it was this very middle of the road. You know, like he just kind of he didn't go in the second gear or anything. He just kind of just coasted, and that seems to be like what he's been doing right now. Is just like he's just kind of coasting on his reputation, and he hasn't been there long enough to have one.
Okay, Will, you got a comment or you got something else coming in?
I got something else coming in.
Okay.
Again from CHNG, then, you know, well,
okay.
Sorry. But anyway, a new expose in The Nation magazine finds that while Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton is publicly trying to win support of unions in her presidential campaign, behind the scenes she is being advised by a team of strategists closely affiliated with union busters, GOP operatives, and conservative media.
Is this surprising? After the way the Clintons treated the unions in the 90s, would this be surprising if it's true?
Not really.
The way the Democratic Party has been treating the unions is the same. They've been treating unions like crap for 20 years. And they say, oh, we're with you, and then they ignore the unions until Election Day. It's the same thing the Republicans do to the social conservatives. They go in, they talk the talk, but after the election, they don't walk the walk. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's that extreme as far as the Nation article, if it's as heavy-handed as they say, but it really wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the Clintons aren't exactly union yes kind of people. Remember, these are the people that brought us NAFTA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. These are the people that basically killed the manufacturing sector, what was left of it. A couple more state polls, because I want to show you a few places where Obama is running well. Obama is pulling 28% of the vote in California. Hillary's got 37%. Obama's got 28%, and John Edwards has 15%. Texas. Would you think Barack Obama would be running well in Texas? I'm sure. Yes or no, guys? Would you think that Barack Obama would be running well in Texas?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, Will's been there. Will's been to Austin. He's been in the liberal part of the state.
I've been in the liberal part of the state. Austin is very,
But at any rate, Hillary is pulling 34%, and Barack's pulling 32%. I mean, that's a very competitive race. Oh, and in his home state of Illinois, Barack's got a 6-point lead, 36-30, which is kind of tight for your home state.
Yeah.
But Hillary, that's really her home state, too, so it makes sense.
Well, also considering that in 2004, Edwards lost his home state. You know, that's...
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know... He's raising, and let me also bring up something else as a positive here. Obama's going to have a huge second quarter fundraising again. He's going to bring in a lot of money. I haven't seen a guess or an estimate yet, but it's probably close to what he brought in the first quarter. The issue is he's going to have to start spending this money because I think he may have to go back and introduce himself to the voters. He tried to come in as a known commodity like Hillary, and that's not working.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to go back and say, I'm Barack Obama, and this is what I believe in, and this is why I'm running for president.
Like, woo!
Woo! Ric Flair? but by no means is his campaign finished. I mean, he's got money, he's got resources, but he needs to get a message. I mean, a real message beyond generalities. I mean, because let's face it, Edwards has the I'm anti-poverty, I'm anti-war. Hillary has the I can win. What's that leave Obama? I'm different. If you're going to say you're different, you have to prove it.
Right.
You have to go with something else other than, you know, like you're different.
You can't run on the anybody but Bush ticket
when Bush isn't running.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Let's face it, the Democrats' number one issue next year is going to be the war.
Yeah.
And as far as the Democrats are concerned, the person with the most sound moral argument against this war has been John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
That just has been consistently hammering this war. And it's because he's not in the Senate. You know, he already apologized for his vote. He's been able to get out there and tune that message. And I honestly think he caught on to the anti-war element in the Democratic Party before a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
Hillary's weakest issue is the war. And Obama is kind of – Hillary has co-opted a lot of Obama's positions. So it's Obama's kind of become a gray area for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
He's against the war. He was against the war from the very beginning. But – what do you do? Edwards has said what he's going to do. Hillary won't say anything about the war. We all know that.
Yeah.
She's going to try to run from next November and not talk about this war. But Obama has to carve out something. I mean, he's not in desperate straits, but the problem is with that February 5th big, huge national primary day coming up, he can't wait too long.
Right.
And I know it's only June, and this is foolish. A lot of people think we'd be talking about this. We're still about we're about 6.5 months away from the first vote. But it's not too soon. I read something, I think it was in an Evans and Novak piece, that said Democratic insiders are saying that only one of the two anti-Hillary candidates are still going to be in the race by late January.
Hmm.
Either Edwards or Obama will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Obama's got the money, but Edwards has a better standing at the polls. So it's going to be a really interesting call. Okay, guys, we got about 3.5 minutes left. Oh, I need to give George's Joe Biden numbers before I do the last segment. Okay, George, Joe Biden in New Hampshire, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's keep on going up here. Joe Biden in Iowa, 3%. I think we're catching on to a trend here.
Well, he's consistent.
Joe Biden in the NBC poll, is he there? Wait a minute, there he is, 4%. Oh, big
improved
day for Joe. Yeah, we improved in the qualifier poll.
Well,
Joe Biden.
Too early.
He's going to make a comeback. Joe Biden actually lost 1% from May to June. He's down to 1%.
Oh, boy.
The American Research Group poll, Biden actually is peaking. He went from 1% in March to 3% in June.
Up, oh, I see a trend.
Yep, they're coming.
Oh, by the way, Bill Richardson is beating him at 5%.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, that's bad.
All right, that hurts.
That is bad.
I had to throw that in there, you know. At any rate, guys, we got a couple of minutes left. George, do your pimping.
All right, I got Scene Anatomy 101 coming up on Wednesday on 411mania.com/movies.
An always excellent column, a great column.
Thank you.
The column where I first got to know George.
And the next column will be another look at a remake, where I will be taking a look at a scene from the 1986 classic The Fly.
The Jeff Goldblum version,
yes.
Of course. It is a pretty good movie. I kind of prefer the original, but I don't like to think of them as remakes in those two movies. They're a little different. Now, speaking of movies, Wednesday, our very special guest for the half hour is going to be Leonard Hayhurst.
Nice.
Ooh.
Movie editor from 401 Mania. And George, you'll be happy to know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to move aside our regular politics format, and we're going to talk a half hour of movies, DVDs, everything you guys want to talk about, and Leonard has some stuff coming up he wants to promote.
Nice.
For the following weekend here in Pittsburgh. So that's going to be Wednesday's show, and you guys don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great show, and if you're tired of all the heavy politics talk, we're going to take it easy. We're going to relax. We're going to talk a little entertainment. George will get to crush on Paris Hilton a little more.
Yay!
Yeah, you know, because we all know that deep down inside, George is a Paris fanatic.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got her calendar.
And a Barbie doll of her.
A Barbie doll, Will? A Barbie doll of Paris?
No, not
me. Isn't that
me.
A little strange? No, you just have the Debbie Gibson CD in your back seat. Notice the silence.
Touché.
Sorry, Will. Do it, man. Okay, guys, we got about 30 seconds. We got about 30 seconds left in this week's show. To summarize, Barack Obama, not in bad shape, but he kind of needs to kick it in gear. Next Sunday, I think maybe we'll talk about Hillary Clinton for the whole half hour.
All
right. Because, once again, Hillary is somebody we gripe about. When, by the way, we don't hate Barack. We haven't really declared a position on this show, I think, officially, except for you, Joe Biden. So that's it for us. Thank you, George.
And thank you for
Will.
The
We will see you on Wednesday at 6:30 and next Sunday at 6:30. Have a good week, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.